Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Warning, this episode contains foul language and features the sexiest plane hijacker who ever lived.
Listening to Keep It Weird, the podcast for all things strange, unusual, paranormal, supernatural, creepy, sticky, gross, scary, and everything in between. Each week, you get to sit down with a friend and chat about something weird. My name is Ashley, and I'm joined for the third time by my lovely co-host Lauren and our hilarious guest, comedian and writer Hannah Bowens, and today is her day to shine. Hannah has been with us the past few weeks. We recorded a 3.5 hour long episode on unsolved mysteries. And today she gets to take the spotlight and share a story that fascinated her. Today, Hannah is talking about the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. D.B. Cooper. Holy cannoli, this story is wild. If you haven't heard about it, buckle up. And if you have heard about it, you might want to fasten your seatbelt and bring your tray table to its upright and locked positions just in case, because it is not safe to move about the cabin. Okay, that's enough plane references. One thing I wanted to mention before I set you free is a weird thing that happened in regards to this episode. And that's why you guys are listening, right? Because you like weird stuff. So last week's episode, the button at the very end of the episode, for those of you who stick around, for like the three of you that stick around for the end, after every episode, there's a button. It's usually a clip of something weird or a clip of our sound check or a very funny moment from the episode. But last week's button, I wanted to do the Unsolved Mysteries closing monologue. The whole, if you or anyone you know has any information about the case discussed on today's episode, call this number, et cetera, et cetera. So I went to YouTube and I found a video called Unsolved Mysteries Intro and Outro. And I listened to about 3 seconds of it before I was like, oh yeah, that's what I want. I ripped it from YouTube. I opened the file in my editing software and I grabbed part of the outro and stuck it on the end of last week's episode on the Summerton Man. Well, I was listening to it to see where I should cut it off and have the music kind of fade out when I heard this.
Next week on Unsolved Mysteries, the story of D.B. Cooper.
Holy buckets! It's literally this week's episode. It was right. Next week was about D.B. Cooper. I almost pooped my pants. It's not supernatural, but it's definitely a wild coincidence, and it had me real shook up. I immediately texted Lauren, like, a clip, a video clip of it, and I was like, tell me I'm crazy. This is nuts. Tell me I'm not crazy. This is nuts. One last thing. This is our last episode until November. We're going on a little baby hiatus, but we will have an episode for our $10 patrons as well as a newsletter for our $5 and $10 patrons. So if you want to donate to the show, this would be a good month for that. We're also going to be having two competitions in the month of October via social media. One is our 31 Days of Horror. I'm going to be posting a still shot of a favorite horror movie of mine every day along with a quote. And all you have to do is comment on each post. You can comment with a guess. Like, you can guess the movie. You can tell me your favorite part of said movie. You can tell me that you added that movie to your watch list. You can quote the movie as well. Whatever you like. And I'm going to keep a tally, and whoever's name pops up the most will be in the running to win a really fantastic prize. The other competition is a costume competition, an online costume competition. Send us a picture of any Halloween costume you've worn at any age, your scariest, funniest, your best work, and we will have a panel of judges, myself, Lauren, Joe, and I guess Wilder, at the end of the month. We're going to choose a winner. Now, what are the prizes, you ask? Well, if you follow us on social media, you already know we announced yesterday, but the winner of each competition will win a Keep It Weird shirt or tank top or tote bag, your choice, and a piece of original artwork of your choosing. What? It's a pretty big deal, and it's super easy to participate. So join us on Instagram and Facebook at Keep It Weirdcast to get in on the fun and to play with us this October, because we're not going to be recording, so we are going to be a little bored. Probably not, but we are going to want to hear from you guys. So follow us there and participate in our games. All right, on with the show.
So,
moving on to another man.
Another mystery man. We don't even have, we only have sketches of this man's face.
Sure do.
It's wild.
Which you'll understand why. If you, this one also, I should have taken a poll about whether or not people had heard of this, but
hey, people
it's
don't
wild.
Know everything about it. It's
wild.
Crazy.
Okay, so I'll just read a little bit about the facts of D.B. Cooper and what is known as the Norjack case.
Norjack?
Yes, which is short for Northwest Hijacking.
Ah, yes, that makes sense.
Norjack.
Norjack?
Norjack?
What secret team is this?
All right, so on November 24th, 1971, the day before Thanksgiving, a nondescript man wearing a suit, black tie, and white shirt approached the counter of Northwest Orient Airlines in Portland and paid $20 for a one-way ticket to Seattle. The man appeared to be in his mid-40s and about 6 feet tall. He said his name was Dan Cooper. Once on the plane, the man ordered a bourbon and a 7-Up and
hell
then
yeah.
handed a note to
his
a flight
arms
attendant.
His arms were very tan.
His legs were super
his
athletic.
Legs were
his
very
toes,
athletic. Not
janky.
So great.
Super janky.
After ordering a bourbon and 7-Up, he then handed a note to a flight attendant. The note stated that he had a bomb in his briefcase.
Yeesh.
He then opened the briefcase to reveal red sticks, apparently explosives, and
like
wires, enough to make this flight attendant like know that he meant business.
Yeah.
Also, just to note moving forward, so the man who we later found out he used an alias, Dan Cooper, but later on there was a news reporting that falsely somehow reported his name to be D.B. Cooper. I don't know how they got that from Dan, but it was mixed up, and then that name just kind of stuck.
I was going to say, how
people
did
just
get
like
DB?
Thought it sounded
I never
better.
Heard that before.
It
so
does,
it
though.
Dan.
Here's the thing. D.B. Cooper is
it's
a much
great.
Cooler
oh, yeah.
name.
It is. Like Dan, Dan Cooper.
Daniel Cooper.
Good old Dan Cooper. Cooper, the accountant from Iowa. No, it's D.B.
No, it's D.B.
So, yeah, D.B.
I was great. I'm sorry if I offended anyone. DB, wait, DBGB? What'd you say?
I said, call me DB, everybody. Oh, DB.
Yeah. Just call me DB.
Okay, so Cooper, DB Cooper, demanded 4 parachutes and $200,000 in $20 bills, which in today's economy would be worth the equivalent of about $1.2 million.
Hello.
No big.
So after the flight that he hijacked landed in Seattle, Cooper released the 36 passengers when authorities provided the money and parachutes.
Oh, I was okay. Because I was like, wait, hold on.
Let's calculate.
What flights
Carrie.
He was like, I don't care where it comes from.
I don't care where it comes from. I don't care if you pull it out of your ass.
Every overhead compartment for that money. No, no. These were demands being made on the ground.
Okay.
Upon receiving his money and the parachutes, he released the 36 passengers. However, he forced two pilots, a flight engineer, and a flight attendant to remain on the plane. Once it was refueled, he ordered the pilots to fly to Mexico City.
Oh, geez.
Per his instructions, the plane flew under 10,000 feet at a speed slower than 200 knots. The pilots at some point informed him that they would not have enough fuel to make it to Mexico City. So he had the choice of Reno or I think it was like Phoenix.
And he was like, ugh.
And
I
he
don't
was
neither. That. Definitely
and
not.
He jumped.
He no. What?
Yes. Okay. That was a joke, but he did.
and he jumped, but he did.
So he took his somewhere chances. Like outside of, they weren't actually near Reno yet. They were still around Washington, but around 8 p.m., somewhere over the town Ariel, Washington, that was like the nearest town to where they think this happened. This was a plane that had like a staircase that could be lowered out of the back.
Yeah.
Lower
like
side
in
of
all
the plane.
Of the Mission Impossible movies.
Yes, exactly.
Like that.
Love cool. that.
Yeah. So he lowered the rear steps. He had fastened a briefcase with the money to his person and then put on a parachute and jumped out of the back of the plane.
Wild man.
Yes. That was the last anyone had seen of this D.B. Cooper character. So some information about the drop. It was around 8:10 p.m. that he's believed to have jumped. The search area that investigators sort of narrowed down based on like the weather conditions, the altitude, they basically limited it to a 28 square mile area where he might have landed. The suitcase of money weighed 23 pounds. That's like may or may not be important later.
Okay.
It was raining. There was really high winds. The temperature was actually, they said, below freezing and just very poor visibility. He was wearing no goggles and no gloves. The plane was going approximately 190 miles per hour.
It was below freezing, and D.B. Cooper jumped out of the plane
out of the plane
to not have to go to Reno.
To shows not, how to avoid shitty. Reno. I mean,
Reno, truly.
To avoid Reno, he was like, I'll risk it.
Yeah, I think we've all been there. You know?
No, thanks.
So there's a lot of information about the fatality rate of like skydiving at that
height,
like height, that altitude, yeah.
And
those kind of conditions
during rain,
yeah.
Bad
it's
weather.
Not impossible.
Okay,
that he would survive. Had his like chute open and there weren't any issues with that.
Any complications?
So what's interesting, and this sort of was pointing investigators to one potential option, because when they were trying to figure out who this person was, they suspected it could be somebody with like military background,
yeah.
Who would
that would make sense?
Yeah,
know like, how to jump out of a plane,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Know
feel
how to
confident
operate
in
a parachute. Yeah, feel confident in that method of escape.
Right.
But when they presented him with the four parachutes, he chose one where the backup chute was sewed shut because it was like for training purposes,
oh.
And they believe that. Like an experienced skydiver would know that.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, he appeared to like strap it to himself with ease. Like he knew what he was doing.
No
he knew
issues.
His way around the chute. Yeah. So could go. There's so many things
what's
about this that could
chute?
Go either way. It's, I guess like every parachute comes
has two
with like
chutes?
A backup. Yeah.
So
in case your like main chute opens up. I think it's like a smaller.
You know why I don't know that?
Why?
Because I'll never fucking skydive.
I never
you
will
have to
either.
Be out
it
of
scares
your mind.
Me to my core.
I have
Alex
no
has done
interest.
It, and I think he's a crazy person.
I know I'm white, and white people have to like create dangerous situations
right.
to get thrills.
Pay a lot of money.
Pay a ton of money to do it.
But yeah, I am not never, that white.
Okay.
I will not be no. that white girl.
No.
No. Alex wants to do it again. He loved it so much. And I'm like, I will never go with you and
no,
do that.
Enjoy
that is
yourself.
Going to be all you. And wait, I'll wait for you at the bottom.
Wait till your son's old enough and see what he has to say.
Yeah. Oh,
he seems
Lord.
Adventurous.
I never want Wilder to go. Good Lord.
Anyways, go on. So he picked the ratty ass fucking.
Yeah. Yep, the ratty
old janky shoot.
Old janky shoot.
But he was very familiar with the janky shoot.
Yeah.
So
knew his way around it.
Okay.
This crime, following the crime, the FBI launched what would become one of the longest and most exhaustive investigations in its history. Initially, the agency believed that Cooper both knew planes and the area.
Huh.
And it was speculated that he served in the military, possibly as a paratrooper. They said he was in his mid-40s. Which they believe that he could have likely been in the military during World War II and maybe okay. was like a pilot or in the Air Force or just familiar with this kind of
yeah.
thing. However, it was decided later that he was not an experienced skydiver because the jump was too dangerous. Didn't notice that about his chute.
Yeah, but maybe he was so experienced and so confident.
Right? That he was like... I don't need a backup chute.
Who needs need a backup chute? I'm going to nail this.
Right?
I feel like military paratroopers, they don't get to pick their conditions.
Right.
It was also a chute that couldn't be maneuvered. So, like, apparently there are some chutes where I guess you
can kind
of
steer.
Like,
they have, mm-hmm. like, strings attached that you
yes.
can pull.
And I guess that was also... Those were amongst the options that he was given.
Oh, okay.
So he took so the worst are, one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this guy?
And it's raining. So what was he? Oh, Penny oh, came to Penny. Say hello and scratch
Hi, Penny.
On your chair. Hey, Pen Pen. Hey.
Pen Pen.
Saying hello.
Sorry. So that sort of helped when they were also determining
Narrowing
the area.
It
was like
oh.
he wouldn't have really been able to steer. Like he was going to go where literally like the wind.
Wherever the wind took him.
Wherever the wind took him.
Quite literally.
The agency, meaning the FBI, reported that it looked at some 800 suspects in the first 5 years following the case, with almost all of them being eliminated. Some were ruled out on the basis of DNA that was recovered from a tie that Cooper left on the flight.
I actually remember this. Wasn't it a clip-on tie?
I think it was.
What a noob.
Which who
I
wears
do,
a clip-on to this
part.
Type of
yeah,
job?
I'm yeah. pretty sure it was a clip-on tie.
Yeah, you won't forget a detail like that
no,
because that's
I
rough.
Remember being like, mm.
yeah. So
yeah, that's not good.
No,
another Mess. Suspect. Weird thing is, so this happened November. In April of the following year, there was like a very similar hijacking, but the guy demanded $500,000, and the only way they caught this guy of who committed the second crime was because he had told a friend or neighbor or something he had the same skills to pull that off, but if he had done what DB Cooper did, he would have demanded $500,000. So after this happened, apparently whoever it was that he told that to, like, sent in a tip. They investigated, found the money in this guy's like closet, and he confessed to committing the second hijacking, but the flight attendants and the crew didn't recognize him. Like said,
so
it
this
was
wasn't the
not
guy.
The guy.
Whoa!
So it was like totally a copycat crime.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, the flight attendant and the crew said that like it totally wasn't DB Cooper. It wasn't the guy.
Yeah,
that
they were like, "This
the first
is not
crime?
The guy from our."
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant like they said that this guy didn't actually commit this crime, and we still don't know to this day who did. First of all, this guy. Snitches get stitches. Okay. The two of you, mark my words, if I ever tell you a secret of something I'm going to do,
yeah.
it better stay not, secret. Snitches get
yeah.
stitches.
Stitches get snitches.
Apparently, he left behind like more evidence right. too. So maybe that also.
Yeah, that probably contributed to
that
it.
That might have.
But
done
also,
it.
Like.
That's I just like the idea of him like being at a party
right.
and then like
being
months
like,
later that
it.
Person was like, oh my God, he did it.
He totally
he
did
fucking
this.
Did it.
That guy told me when he was drunk.
So yeah, that guy's name was Richard McCoy.
Stupid Richard.
Richard, you so idiot.
You're just silly a little dick. Copycat, you know? So you're no DB Cooper.
You're no DB. And also no get an original thought.
right?
But also your friends unique. Suck.
Yeah. Yeah, not good.
He
homies.
Used a fake name as an alias as well.
All the aliases.
His wasn't
just like old
as
Justin.
Yeah, Justin.
Oh, I can't find it in
here. Justin, you know? I'm trying to do an Australian accent again, but I remember how horribly that went before.
Yeah, that went really badly and became like a meme. DB. So don't do it.
I won't do it again.
Okay, DB.
DB, sorry.
Back to DB.
Sorry.
But then, okay, so years go by. They can't find anything. They've searched this whole like area, never found evidence of a body, a parachute, the money, until... A father and son were camping in 1980. So this is 9 years, essentially, after the hijacking. They were building a fire and found in the sand 3 bundles of money.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. So the boy discovered them. They were sort of like decayed and frayed, very weathered. It totaled to be $5,800.
Jeez. Okay.
And
they told someone?
They notified the authorities.
They'd be like, hey, son.
They cross-examined the serial numbers on the money because apparently they had kept record of that.
Right.
And
none of the serial numbers had come up yet. So like there wasn't any evidence that he had or that any of this money was in circulation.
Yeah, they hadn't seen where that money ended up.
This money matched.
Really?
Dun, dun,
so this $5,800
matched what he took
in amongst the ransom money. Yep.
Okay.
This could also be a lesson to people who do find large sums of money to not just go spend it because it could be stolen cash
from and
a guy
who
hijacked a plane in 1971.
I heard that. Like how quickly were they able to like do that? Like get that $200,000 and then also have the serial numbers recorded. Maybe they just have money like that.
Maybe
around
just on record.
Ransom situations.
Right.
Probably. Just I mean, instead of like doing like the squibs where you put them in so they explode when you open
exploding
the
ink.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, you record the serial numbers.
That could be it.
He never spent anything, which makes you think he's dead.
Right. That he probably died and then this money was splayed somewhere and then found. But that is interesting.
But only $5,000.
I know. Where's the rest?
Okay. So, interesting thing about the money. Mm-hmm. So, they obviously only found a portion of it. And it was found 20 miles away from the designated search area.
Oh.
And in the opposite direction that the wind was blowing.
Would have
that
taken
night.
Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
how'd it get there?
well, some geologists... More recently, so like when the money was found, they originally ruled out that the money would have gotten there by way of water because it was contained in what was like a dredge area.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That led them to believe that the money couldn't have arrived there until 1974, which was like 3 years later. Mm-hmm. And that was just way too long for like a river to get it there.
Right.
So they thought maybe he had come back and like buried it. To sort of like provoke the FBI.
Right.
Or somebody else had found it and put it back. But then in 2016, newer, more recent geologists with like more technology, better scientists, discovered that the area where the money was actually like 150 feet away from like this dredge area. So it could have been there. In 1971.
Okay.
Leading them to believe that the money was carried there through the river. That does not explain, though, what happened to him.
Right.
Yeah.
And the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of speculation that maybe the money detached from his body.
Yeah.
During the free fall.
Could have been.
It was windy. Mm-hmm. It's possible. You're like flying through the air. They think depending on like where he landed, he would have either landed in Lake Merwin or the Clark River. A lot of people speculate that he died. He didn't survive the fall. That his body and the money landed in this river. Potentially was caught in the propeller of a cargo ship, which is how the money like kind of
dispersed,
and they only found this
as opposed to not like all in one bag,
still in the briefcase.
Yeah, okay, That tracks.
Some people believe he survived and for whatever reason, like, didn't spend the money.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Maybe
he was sort of against the plan from the beginning and was like, I don't want to play with this dirty money.
Like, he might have been crazy. Like, some yes. people think he was just
true.
Like,
insane.
Out of his mind.
Or he might
yeah, he took the weird parachute.
Yeah.
To prove that he could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, like, this took place at a time where there was just this growing sense of distrust towards yeah. authority.
Yeah.
So it could
right.
have been like a political question the man. Statement. Like, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, he got this money, but like never intended to use it.
Right.
But there's a way to clean money, though, too.
And that was mm-hmm. something that I like started to look into and didn't get very far.
Yeah.
By the I time mean, I like got
like
to
if
that
he
point.
Possibly could have How laundered it and possibly. Gone under a new identity. And,
that's yeah. a lot of yeah. money to launder to like never turn up again.
To never turn up a
also,
single
Also,
I agree
how,
with
like,
that. Yeah.
What system there is of tracking like,
right, because the,
numbers. The
thing is like when I work at Barnes & Noble and someone hands me a $20 bill, I mm-hmm. don't read the fucking mm-hmm. numbers on that $20 exactly. bill and go like,
This raises yeah. some eyebrows.
This raises some eyebrows. This might exactly. be a D.B. Cooper dollar.
Yeah.
You
that's
know what I mean?
Exactly right.
I mean, obviously, once it gets to the bank,
then right, there's some.
That's questions. When the serial mm-hmm. numbers are recorded. That's when yeah. it, you know what I mean? But like, what if you hand me a $20 bill at Barnes & Noble for your cookbook?
Uh-huh.
And I give you $2 back. And then my boss, who's like going to make a deposit at the bank, decides like, oh, I need change. So she puts $100 in, takes the $20 out. Like, how many mm-hmm. hands does it go through before it goes? But like you said, like it literally never ended up in a bank, not a single dollar. No. That's fishy.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
Possibly he left the country. Right. I don't know.
He could have fled.
He could have fled.
Fled.
He could have
is
fled.
The correct term. Thank you, Hannah.
But
he could have fled.
So people have gone as far as like analyzing his what he was drinking and even like the cigarettes he was smoking on the flight, because apparently both 7-Up and bourbon and Raleigh cigarettes were kind of considered sophisticated
okay.
at the time. So like what was in? He was wearing a suit,
right?
True.
Dressed to the like, nines.
Which I don't know why. Would a guy, like a well-to-do guy,
be doing this?
Be pulling off this kind of crime? I don't know.
Yeah, it seemed like he was doing all right.
So, yeah, there's been a lot of questions about his actual skills. If he was just, like, an amateur who was pulling
winging
this off. Yeah.
Right.
Really just going for it. So I watched this History Channel documentary mm-hmm. about it. And so Ariel, Washington, which is, like, the closest town.
Area.
They've had a party every year, like, on the date in his honor. Like, he's, like, a legend. People love him.
Oh, my God.
That was
gosh.
My favorite
That's
part of the
hilarious.
Investigation was watching this
That's so
exact
cool.
scene in the documentary because it's just, like.
It's crazy.
They love him.
Yeah. He did the impossible.
He did.
Yeah, he did the thing no one's ever been able to do. And, like, yeah. did he get away with it or did he not?
I know.
I don't know.
He yeah. could have gotten away with it. He could be dead and splattered on the ground. But it's amazing that we don't know.
Yeah. And, like, that's.
He's a mystery man.
We can speculate about what, you know, might have happened, whether he survived. Then he had to get through, like, miles of woods.
Yeah. Where did he go?
Maybe, I don't know. I started theorizing and I'm like, you know, maybe he had some kind of, I mean, visibility was really low. So I don't think there was any sort of visual like signal, like this is the time to jump. I yeah. know where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what like, if he did like truly understand the path of the plane?
Maybe.
Like what if he did know exactly where they were just by the distance they got? I
maybe
mean, that would be really
that
intense.
That would be a
yeah,
very, 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 that would be an expert.
Right. But if he had been a pilot and yeah. was like the best in his field, I mean, yes, it's a stretch, but.
Yeah, but he might not. He might know. But the thing is like that wasn't his plan. He mm-hmm. wanted to go to Mexico.
Yeah. You're right.
So.
Like his plan did have to change. So.
He had to change plans. So he wasn't supposed to jump out of the plane in the
At
middle
that
of
time,
the woods in
right.
Washington.
Like how, yeah, why was he so,
so
confident in it?
I don't know.
I
the
just
most
don't
likely
know.
Explanation is he's dead and the money's still out there.
Yeah.
Which is the plot to the movie Without a Paddle with Dax Shepard, Seth Green,
I forgot about
and
that
Matthew
movie.
Lillard because they're searching for D.B. Cooper's lost cash.
Lost money because they believe it's out there.
They know it's out there.
Yep. Which, yeah. I'm into that. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that movie. Yeah, because
one of the theories they talk about in that movie. Seth Green in that? Seth Green is in that. Mm-hmm. He's the third. Mm-hmm. One of the theories in that movie is that he had a partner. D.B. Mm-hmm. Cooper had a partner. He wasn't alone in it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the partner was meeting up with him.
Yeah.
And Burt Reynolds plays his partner. Uh-huh. He plays like a mountain man, like living in the woods.
So, I mean, but that's a really good point. Like, if he was, maybe the destination never mattered because he always knew he was going to jump out at that point.
True. Maybe he just knew the route and decided.
And knew, like, I can get out along this route and it's totally fine.
Because they offered to land. Well, that's the thing. So he was like, I want to go to Mexico. And they're like, we won't make it. And they're like, we can land in Reno. He's like, if we land in Reno, I'm getting arrested.
Yeah. Like, maybe that's the truth.
I have the potential to get arrested.
But he requested, he knew he was going to jump because he requested shoots with the money.
True. That's true.
So he was like, always going to jump no matter what.
Yeah, because he could also get arrested in Mexico.
So maybe he just needed the route, like we're saying. Like, it doesn't have to be Mexico, but I need to go along this line.
Maybe
and
he
jump.
Was planning maybe was on jumping there the whole time.
Like,
true.
Because then the police would be in Mexico waiting.
Waiting for him.
There were a couple of,
maybe you just
like,
had to say a city.
Military planes that were following the flight, but because it was traveling at such a slow speed, like those planes couldn't go at that same speed, so they had to like go ahead and like loop around. So they didn't
and if
see.
He was former military, he would know that, and that's why he would ask them to fly to at a certain speed.
Or had already calculated where he needed to land,
exactly
how fast they needed to be going.
Like, he knew all of that. I think he was just an expert
in
the field.
I could be convinced either way that he, like, had no fucking clue.
Or that he was
a complete expert, a genius.
That he knew, yeah.
And, like, even left some of the money out, like,
to be like,
threw it in a river to be like, you know.
Yeah. I didn't make it.
Yeah.
Right. Wink. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
So, question. Did he take the bomb with him?
He did. Okay. I think the only thing that he left behind was cigarette butts and his tie.
Because I wonder if the bomb was even real.
Right. It could have totally just been fake red old sticks.
Could have been a Tommy Boy scenario.
Yep. It's like, look, I have these red sticks. They might be filled with candy.
They might be filled with candy corn.
Yep.
They might be road flares.
Yep.
They might also be dynamite. You don't know.
You'll
never
know.
Give me $20,000.
But give me all your money.
They also thought a sign that he might be an amateur was, why did he request 20s when if he requested the same amount in $100 bills, that would significantly decrease the weight of the package.
Right.
Which, like, he would
maybe
do.
He was counting on the weight of the package.
Maybe he was.
Maybe that was part of the jump and the way he needed to fly through the sky.
Yeah, it's possible.
Guys, he might have been
like
a savant.
Eleven
like he
situation.
Knew
know,
exactly
like,
what he needed to do.
Okay.
I want to watch Ocean's 11 now.
Oh, here's another theory that I thought of.
I love it.
Probably is, like, I'm sure other people have, but this just occurred to me, which was maybe he never actually jumped and, like, somehow convinced the crew. I don't know if he threatened them or, like, somehow convinced the crew to
say
lie.
He jumped.
Lie and yeah, say, he, say jumped, he jumped, but he actually landed safely on the ground and then...
Yeah.
And then got off that way. Yeah. I mean, it was 71, right? 1971?
Yeah.
So it's not like we had TSA.
Right. He could have bribed them in some way. Maybe gave him some of the money.
He could have bribed them some way, gave him some of the money.
But how would the money in the... No,
you're right.
That is what he threw some of the money out the plane.
Yeah, he threw some money out the plane.
Because it would have had to have splayed on the ground somehow where they found it, right?
Right.
Yeah, but it was 20 miles away.
Yeah, so
maybe
he could have thrown some
of
that off to make it look like he jumped out.
Maybe some of the crew were in on it.
Right.
That stayed on the plane. Some of the pilots, especially if he was former military.
Or like even just the flight attendant. Like the
what
only
if
one
it was
who
a
I think
buddy.
Saw him jump out.
Yeah.
Was the flight attendant.
Yeah.
And
they
also
were covering
the person,
for him.
Maybe it was the other guy who hijacked the plane months later. And then his friend, who was the flight attendant, was like, no, that's not the same guy.
Yeah. Saying like in the lineup that looks nothing like him, but covering up because it was him.
Oh my God.
She took the money. Nice. But I'm thinking, like, what if, you know, if he got the remaining crew that was on the plane, it was just four people.
Yeah.
in on it, or maybe some of them were already in on it. I mean, he could have literally taken one of the people on the plane, shot him in the head, threw him out of the plane. But like before he threw him out of the plane, took all of his clothes and disguised himself as the flight attendant or whatever. And just like walks off the plane with his bags.
Looking cash.
Looking straight cash. Or this guy's an idiot and he died really horribly.
Yeah, or like he just splattered into a million pieces, like we said earlier.
By animals.
I like to think, that's true.
Totally.
I like to think that he's an evil genius. Or not even evil. He didn't hurt anybody. Like, I like to think he's a genius.
Mm-hmm. I like to believe he was a super expert and knew exactly what he was doing.
But, like, I like to think that he planned all of this.
It's like, statistically, he's probably dead and eaten by wolves. But there's a chance he was a genius.
I mean, what is equally interesting to me is the case itself is, well, not equally, but also interesting.
Yeah.
The way that people talk about the case. Like, there's these people having this party in Ariel, Washington every year, and they're just like, you know, like, he's a hero.
We love him. We love this dude.
Like, you stick it to the man.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see, like, the FBI agents, they're like, he's just a dirty common criminal who, like, you know, was an amateur and
deserved to get
smushed. They, like, really hate this guy.
Yeah.
I think they hate him because he got away with it.
Right.
I think
they're so jealous.
He, like, made a mockery of the FBI.
Super genius who got away with his trick.
I don't know. I feel like the answer, I think they should have investigated. They should have gone to libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's 1971. This guy wasn't on the internet looking up plane hijackings or.
But
like,
at the library.
Like, he had to research this plane to know that there was, like, the staircase that. He could release. He had to know about parachutes.
He had to read maps and,
he
like,
probably
flight maps.
Had to go.
Who was taking
to
those
library.
Things out at the library?
They should have taken his sketch to all the librarians. Are the smartest people like in the world. Mm-hmm. If they had just gone to all the local libraries in Seattle,
said, have
and
you
Portland
seen this
with
guy?
His sketch,
like, have you seen this dude? And they'd be like, oh yeah, this weirdo
checking out books about ransom.
I know, because that's
and
like that's the other
bombs.
Part of this mystery that kind of gets looked over is that we still don't know who this guy is.
Right, right. It's his identity that's like totally.
Yeah,
we have
like,
no clue.
Yes, we don't on know top if he's alive or dead, but like also,
we also
who the
don't
hell
know
is he?
Who is Dan/DB Cooper?
And like, did anybody ever report somebody missing? Like, if he did die,
member.
Like, right.
Someone missing their
or
sibling.
Or did he just return
son.
Back to his normal life and people just didn't know about this thing?
They didn't know he even had this connection. Maybe.
I researched D.B. Cooper pretty heavily last year. Because I have a theory. I'm not ready to report on it, but I have a theory. And if you go to the Wikipedia, there's photographs of the suspects, and they all look just like the sketches, every one of them. And it's like, well, I know I can't be all of these guys.
Right.
But they are like, you know, former paratroopers, former military. Yeah. Like, they all had.
It makes
there was
sense.
A reason they were suspects, but they all, none of them actually
never
ever got
out.
Convicted.
Just such a bummer.
Also, this is interesting. You know how there's always, for crimes, there's always a statute of limitations. There's a certain amount of time, you know, certain amount of time that can pass that you are no longer liable for that crime.
Right.
But they have actually had like a literal court ruling saying that this man, D.B. Cooper or John Doe, is responsible for these crimes no matter what. There is no statute of limitations. So he could be like 90 years old.
And he'll still.
And spend a dollar. Or maybe his grandchild spends a dollar and they trace it back to him. He will be tried for these crimes. There's no statute of limitations.
Like, they are
crime.
After this guy.
The FBI is pissed.
They are pissed.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah. They made a fool out of him.
Right.
So I guess in 2021, the case will be 50 years old. And he was in his allegedly appeared to be in his mid-40s at the time, so
yeah,
the clock is ticking.
It is. It's absolutely ticking. Like,
So
the time is now.
The time is now. The time is now.
It's pretty crazy. I don't know.
I could really see it going so many ways. I don't have a definitive.
Also,
like this
you
is what
couldn't pull off a crime like that now.
No.
Like,
oh,
there's
my
just
gosh,
something
no,
very
no
like retro and cool about it.
It's so
like,
badass.
True. Sexy. Yeah.
Almost. I'm really attracted
like
to
like the tan arms and the athletic, yeah, athletic legs. Like, and the
and
baby's
the mangled
stomach.
Probably the baby yeah abs.
Just like a man tying a parachute to himself and right with like a briefcase of money.
While
just
he's
like
in a suit.
I wonder if he said anything right before he jumped.
Yeah.
Like probably just very suave. And
what if he
what
made
he
out
say
heavily with the female flight
what
attendant and
yes
then jumped out?
What if he
like
gave her a big
hot
kiss and they said to mom should.
That's
a-
to mom
exactly what I was hoping you were going to say.
I love a good callback. To mom should was perfect.
Out.
Should I stay or should I go?
To mom should.
I stay apparently or should I go he did now say something to the flight attendant like while they were on this second flight. She said something like, why, you know, why this airline? He was like, I don't have a grudge against your airline, but I do have a grudge. So I don't know.
Interesting.
It really did seem like a stick it to the man type thing,
totally,
not I need money type thing.
Right. Right. I agree.
Which maybe is why the FBI is so
curious.
Absolutely not. We're going to prosecute no matter what. He could yeah be 102 years old. We're going to prosecute and he's yeah going to go to jail for
we're
the rest of his
guy
short life.
Tried to stick it to us.
Because how much did he steal?
It was $200,000.
It's not that much. I mean, yes, of course, at
equivalent
the time,
of 1.2,
it was $1.2 right million. Mm-hmm. But like Jeff Bezos has $47 billion. Yeah. Like it's not that much money.
It doesn't amount to that much.
But
he bested
if it came
them
out of like the Federal Reserve and he bested these FBI right agents, it's like, mm-hmm, I don't know.
He made a fool
I'd
out of
them.
I'd
be kind of pissed
too. They need to get back.
Well, in the movie Without a Paddle.
Coming back to
Matthew
that film.
Matthew Lillard and sure Dax Shepard yep and Seth Green. I believe what happened is they found his like rotting corpse hanging from a parachute that was stuck in
something
a tree.
Like,
right? Isn't that
lines
what happened?
I feel like
they like
that
found
is
his body and then
yeah,
they like gave
some
him
bones
a proper burial. Yeah.
Bones attached to a parachute. I yes think that's correct.
Couple of bones.
They also found
damn
all of
bones
his money though and they spent it, which is like that wouldn't happen because it's
because they would be
bills
flagged immediately. But we like to believe that they had a good old time.
This is Mike.
This is Jacob.
And this is Matt.
We are Moth Boys,
a podcast on cryptids, conspiracies, and the unknown.
Unknown.
You can catch us every other Monday on, actually, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Thank you.
Like, I understand all this evidence that points to the fact that he didn't even survive the fall.
Yeah.
But just the fact that they never found anything, like it's
right
just
that was
mysterious
nothing found. Or was it found and then swept under the rug?
I was going to say, was it found and they didn't
you said
report that it was found?
Why wouldn't they, do you think? Wouldn't they want people to know? Like, see, he's
like,
an idiot.
We got
don't
him
try this.
No, that's true. Like, who found him, though? Maybe somebody found him who wanted to. I don't know.
My thing is like, okay, so they looked in this, like, 28-mile radius, and they found nothing. Mm. Of course, they didn't look. They didn't search every inch. That's impossible. But, like, mm-hmm, they searched it. They had the dogs, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Flashlights, I bet.
The whole search party.
All of it. Didn't find anything. And then in whatever year it was, they found the bundle of $5,000. And it was 20 miles away from the radius.
Mm-hmm.
So I guarantee there was a search of that area. So to not find another dollar,
mm-hmm,
I don't
it
know.
It seems bizarre.
It's definitely bizarre. Either option is bizarre.
Yeah, no matter where you
right
go
whether
with it, it's so
alive,
strange.
Whether he survived.
Whether he was an expert or an amateur. Whether mm-hmm he succeeded or totally failed
bizarre
at like pulling this off.
It's all so
the fact
crazy
that we have no evidence
Of anything.
Mysterious. Or even like his intention.
Yeah.
I like to think he's of him as just like this kind of Robin Hood guy.
Yeah.
Or like,
I'm not taking this money because I need it or to spend it. I'm taking it
it's
because
a big old
it doesn't
F-U
belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he took
screw
it from,
this
you know, the government. Yeah. He took mm-hmm it from the bank. He didn't steal from people on the plane.
Right. Like innocent people.
Yeah.
He knew who he was taking the money
which
from.
Which always reminds me of the movie Bandits with Bruce Willis.
If not seen
it. And
seen
what? Oh,
I'm
guys,
sorry.
It's so good. Billy Bob Thornton, Bruce Willis, and Kate Blanchett.
What a cast.
And mm-hmm they rob banks. And they basically, okay, that's one of the things they say. They're like, we're not taking money from these people. We're taking right money from the bank.
The big bank.
It's different. These it people's money is money's protected. No mm-hmm one's going to touch these people's money. taking it from the bank.
Mm-hmm. Also pretty amazing that it cost $20 for a plane ticket.
I know when you said that in the beginning, I almost screamed, but was like, no, we have to get to the nitty gritty of this story.
And also you could just give them whatever name. Like you could walk up and be like, here's $20.
Dan Cooper.
Yeah, you could just walk up and be like, I'm WeBank. And be like, what?
Yeah, you heard me. Here's $20. I'm headed out.
That's like, how do you spell that? And it's like, figure it out. Here's $20. Yes. I'm getting on the plane.
I'll see you in the air.
Also, don't check my bags. They're full of dynamite.
Right.
Hey, security, let me through with my red sticks.
Right.
I feel like if that didn't change flying for America.
Yeah. Why did it still take so much longer? That was the first hijacker.
Now I have to take all my shoes off and they got to.
That is interesting.
They always have to search my bun. But D.B. Cooper, nah, it's fine.
No, he was good.
No, you still don't have to give your name.
They weren't on high alert for a white man with a briefcase.
No.
That was everybody.
That was everybody.
Probably true.
Maybe that's why he wore that, though.
Yep. Yeah. He knew that he would just look like every guy, every white man. Hmm. Well, it's a good one.
Well,
I don't know. Do you guys think he lived or died?
Gosh, I think he died, but I really want to believe that he lived.
I'm in the exact same boat. I want to believe that he is a badass and lived and knew exactly what he was doing, but. He probably died. Yeah. He's probably dead.
He probably didn't make it.
It was a windy, rainy old day.
Night. I don't want to be...
Night. Didn't look good for him.
It was below freezing.
Yeah, it just like, didn't
honestly,
look good.
Honestly, if he didn't have someone down there waiting for him, and maybe he did. Yep, like, I don't know. Maybe partner. He did.
Right. Because you'd think if he... You know, if he managed to survive and then make it to, like, a road or a town, like, he probably was... A little banged up.
Yeah.
It and wouldn't also, look great. By the time that happened, I'm sure there was an alert.
Right.
Right.
Somewhere.
They were able to notify on the ground.
To be like, look out for a man who's probably freezing.
Yep.
And
a little
has a briefcase full of
cold.
Might have a broken ankle from impact.
Yeah. Millions of dollars.
Yep. Got some money strapped to him. Yeah.
I do like to think he's alive somewhere, though.
I know. Living his best life with some grandkids in the mountains or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they know?
Oh.
Like his grandkids?
Maybe not. Probably not.
Yeah,
I feel like maybe
not
he just
advertised.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe
hey,
he just
you
kept
ever
it a secret.
D.B. Cooper? Well,
can you imagine
grandpa?
How frustrating that would be though? Like every time
you want to tell them.
Kids got were just being annoying or like, you know where that money came from?
Do you know what I
do
had
you know?
To do?
What I had to one. Do to send you to that private school.
That's right.
To buy you this dinner. You're going to eat it. You're going to eat every bite
shoes.
Of it.
You will eat every last bite.
You eat every bite of it.
I thought that was wild. And the fact that I had
story.
Not heard of it
yeah.
is wild to me.
Yeah, I can't believe you hadn't heard of it. But I have asked other, no, I asked other people the same thing.
I bet
like,
every
D.B.
listener
Cooper?
Is going to be like, wow.
I think it'll be pretty split evenly that news. People have heard of it, but people who have not.
I always right, have to separate myself from that because I'm like, everyone knows that because I know that.
Yeah. But
which I've
there
been
a lot
proven,
of people
long,
won't.
Proven long, proven wrong so many times before. It's like, everyone knows this. I'm not going to do it. And everyone's like, I've never heard of it.
I'm
and
the
like,
ideal
I haven't heard anything about it.
Audience for this podcast because I apparently have heard of nothing ever.
You've also never watched any movies.
That's true.
I watch one horror movie a year.
Yep. What do I do with my time?
But that's a lot of our listeners, though. So you are a good advertisement for that. We have a good mix of people who are like, yes, all the spooky things I know. And then the other people who come to us because mm-hmm. they haven't heard of it.
Because they're like, introduce me to this spook.
Right. So it's good.
Yeah.
This was grand,
this
y'all.
This was a treat. Another treat.
Another treat.
Cheers.
This was so much fun. Cheers to all my glasses are empty, but
yeah,
cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
Cheers. Clink. Cheers. Clink. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. That
yeah,
was so
you
fun.
So much. It was That's, so nice to meet
you.
You.
Yeah, you too.
I've heard fun. Your name
so, fun
so
to be
many
here
times.
The lovely Hannah.
And the stewed.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. And do you have a personal... I know Lauren said that you're not on social media
on
a lot.
The Insta.
I'm not on Facebook. I am on Instagram at HBowie2.
Oh, I was going to say HBowie4. I thought I knew it. HBowie2.
Wait, is your last name Bowie?
It's Bowens.
Okay. Okay.
You know, would that be so cool?
I was like, excuse me?
If I had gone this whole podcast without mentioning that I am the daughter of David Bowie.
You have a Bowie vibe, though.
You do.
You have, like, the bone structure of David Bowie.
What?
Yeah, you're welcome.
And you're just cool AF, so.
Yeah.
That's the kindest thing anyone has ever said to
me. Let that.
And the first time anyone's ever said anything like that.
Let that float you through your week.
Wow.
Hannah Bowie, ladies and gentlemen.
Hannah Bowie.
Folks, you heard
Hannah
it.
Hannah Bowie, too. First. You heard it here
spitting
first.
Spitting image of David Bowie.
Okay, so for real, it's H. Bowie,
it's
2.
It's H. Bowie,
oh,
2.
H. Bowie, 2.
I have a Twitter. I think it's at Hannah Bowens.
Right?
I sometimes tweet some jokes on there, but I don't like to go on there because... it's just depressing.
It's a very scary world on Twitter.
Which is horrifying. Also, yeah, why I'm kind of under, like, living under a rock. So. But HBowie2 on Instagram or at Unsent Show.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll tag both of those so you guys can find it very easily.
Unsent is so cool. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to follow it.
Yeah. Thanks.
So what horror movie are you going to watch this year?
Okay. Well, around Halloween time, I do like to get in the spirit. I like to get spooky. Mm-hmm. I almost always have watched horror movies with Rachel.
Yes. She's not here, so come watch with us.
I will. And one of the... Okay, I really want to see It because I haven't seen
it. You haven't seen the original or the new one that has come out?
What are you more interested in?
I think I need to see the... Oh, do you mean older original?
Yes, like Tim Curry. Right? Isn't it Tim Curry?
Okay, I heard that one.
That sounded so weird coming out of my mouth. And I was like, did I just name a football player? Tim Curry, the actor.
Is that correct? That the older version is more scary?
I don't agree with that.
Okay. Then
no, probably not. It's very
dated. This might be a hashtag hot take, and our listeners might attack me because so many people would say go see the original because it's the original and you must. And Tim Curry is a classic, wonderful human.
Tim Curry is a much better Pennywise. But
however, I don't agree that you like have to see the original. Okay. It was a made for TV movie. It's very cheesy, over the top. As much as Tim Curry is phenomenal, I think you could go in just seeing the new one. And say, call it a day.
Yeah. Okay. There's no need.
I did see Hereditary in theaters.
I'm actually proud of you for seeing that.
I liked it. I really enjoyed it. And I didn't have any nightmares.
Oh, wow.
I love
that.
Even the light pole.
I was watching that part through like a tiny opening in my hands. Yeah. So like,
that's fair. I even had to, I don't know if I ever put my hands all the way up, but I always had them close to my face to be ready
to
hide.
Because
I was on the edge of my seat.
To protect myself in horror movies, I like watch through the
tiniest fingers.
Opening and I've like knitted blanket or my fingers. So
I did that.
Go like this.
Yep. Just nope. Don't want to see it.
When Ashley and I went to see Conjuring 2, I mostly watched through my fingers, I believe.
Conjuring.
Yeah, that was very scary. The Conjuring movies are very scary. Have you seen
Conjuring
2?
Really did me dirty.
Good. Did me dirty. So you love that phrase now. It's a good one. It's a really scary. You could watch it though.
If I may recommend The Exorcist 3.
Exorcist 3. It's on the top of my list, Ashley.
Ashley, you've never spoken of that film before. Please.
No. Brad Dourif. George C. Scott.
Someone cut her off. No, I haven't even seen The Exorcist 3. I'm a terrible friend and co-host. So maybe this year, Hannah, would you like to come over and the three of us will watch?
I would like to. For the record to show that, yes, I would like to.
Because Ashley and I, this is also an announcement for our listeners. I feel like we're going to have to say it like every episode because it's sad for you, but wonderful for us.
Awesome
we're taking
us.
The month of October off to enjoy our favorite month and the Halloween season. So we're going to watch lots of films.
Yes. Because as much as we love you all and making this show and recording the show and blah, 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 the last 2 years have been literal hell because all I've wanted to do is spooky stuff. And not that the podcast isn't spooky.
Yeah, we
but
still
I've
had
literally
fun, but it's
just,
different.
Yeah, worked on the show, which is.
Yeah, we ended up overextending ourselves because we're like, we have to make the show amazing in October. And so we go over the top.
It's like, you know what? I'll give you other recommendations.
Yeah. We'll send out movie recs and spooky pictures of costumes.
I could just take over the podcast for October.
Yes.
And yeah.
Talk about what I think all the scary movies that I haven't seen are about.
I'd listen.
I'll guess the plot line.
Of yes.
And all the Exorcists.
You look at a cover and go, this is what I think this is about.
So, in this movie, we should sign off.
We've been chatting
for That's all the time we have this week for Keep It Weird. Thank you again so much for joining us today. Hannah.
My pleasure.
Just a reminder, this is our last episode until November, so if you need a horror movie, horror book, or horror podcast episode recommendations in the month of October, keep your eyes on our Instagram.
Yeah.
You can follow us there and on every other social media account at Keep It Weirdcast. You can also find more Keep It Weird content on our YouTube page. We share a ton of weird news stories. We have EVPs and clips and links to interviews and other fun things that we've done there. And you can get our YouTube page by heading to youtube.com and searching Keep It Weird Podcast, or head to our Instagram and click on the link in our bio, or head to our website, www.keepitweirdpodcast.com, and click on the This Week in Weird tab.
It's not hard to find us, guys.
It's really not.
Just Google Keep It Weird. Everything's there. It's
very accessible.
We're visible.
For even more Keep It Weird content, head over to www.patreon.com/keepitweirdpodcast to find ways you can donate to the show and get a full bonus episode every month, and also a newsletter filled with spooky, strange things. We're going to miss you guys this month, but just know that we'll come back strong in November to finish out the season. Hannah, what's our sign off this week?
Sign off this week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you got?
I was going to do a really scary, like, witch cackle, but it's kind of late.
Do it. You could do it quietly, right? Do a quiet version of it.
Your face is just so cute. I'm sorry for laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
That was actually really good.
Olsen and Olsen Mystery Agency.
Oh, yeah. Solve any crime
by dinner time. / it's 10.
Oh, God.
We missed dinner, all of us.
Yeah. Mom should get on out of here.
Get on out of here.
Thanks, ladies.
And keep it weird.
And keep it weird.
Keep it weird.
Snitches get stitches. Okay.